Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall. So join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Man, Blitzy must have some hot ass. Anna must have been giving him like some penis rubs.
Why?
Well, because usually, you know, he's like, you know, we never really want to start the podcast at on time ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And then Blitz was like, not only did he start it on time, but he's like, hey, little tap on, little courtesy tap on the shoulder saying we're ready to go. And the only reason he would want to do that, Lummy, is that Anna said, I got, you know, maybe two holes, no waiting.
I got two holes, no waiting. Let's get this thing over. And
oh, yeah.
I don't think Anna would ever have three holes, no waiting. But I think
three
Anna's...
holes?
Yeah, that's called your asshole.
Think, yeah, you would know, peg boy.
I wasn't going to quite lay it out for everybody like that, Anna. I was trying to be a little more respectful by saying that, you know...
And I was pretending to be dumb, but Lummy just dove right in.
Right.
Into the asshole, which he knows
well,
so well.
We have a Hall of Famer named Airtight Ski Pole, so, I mean...
Oh, now are you insinuating that Joe takes it to three different ways? No.
No, I'm sure he gives it three different ways. I mean, he's a man.
Isn't
he's
that called man. The, like, condor or something?
I know it's called the ski. It's called Airtight the air. It's called
but
the
isn't
air.
It also called the condor?
Anna, we don't know. We're not into those sort of things.
Yeah, we're into the airtight ski poles.
All right.
I've always known it as, like, a split roast or an airtight ski pole. Like, what are the other things they call, like, when a woman has a cock in her pussy, her vagina, and her mouth?
Well, the airtight ski pole is five guys.
Oh, that's one because she has one in each hand.
She called him back
That's the ski pole.
Yeah, she that makes sense.
Yeah, she there called him. I remember the lady calling in 2006, and she explained it to you.
Yeah. Well, why don't you give me that call? Like, see,
Lummy, I just Lummy, popped in my head about
Lummy,
the airtight.
Lummy.
I'm in trouble.
Linda.
Listen, Linda.
This is what really... This is one of the things I was going to talk to you about. Like, I'll bring something up, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, yeah, well, motherfucker, something. And then the, oh, yeah, we got one of the, is like super cool, and you've had it stored in your little fucking stupid locker for I don't know how long, but this is the first that I'm hearing about it.
But that's it just triggered it, and then I'll go and pull it and get it.
Well.
I get excited, and I say, Bubba, back in 2006, that's a lady. She called in and said she had two dudes in her hands, and one in her ass, one in her pussy, and one in her mouth.
Yummy. Jesus.
I mean, that isn't doing me any good right now. But it's out there. We got it.
Oh, yeah.
You can make it a
well,
video.
So, to stick up for Lummy, though, would you rather have him not say anything?
What do you mean?
Well, because he just said, hey, what about this old bit? Do you remember this old bit?
I'd rather him, once a week, we sit down and he gives me some of these fantastic, some of this shit that he knows in the top of his fucking stupid head.
Well, your meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah. And I listened to, all the way over to Sebring, I listened to a ton of clips. And all the way back, I listened to a ton of clips. And even when I was golfing, I was listening to clips.
Yeah, he just said, hey, I remember this old bit.
Yeah,
all right,
and I'm looking for it right now.
All right. So tomorrow, When's our meeting?
After the show. The second show?
After the second show.
Yes.
Okay. We could do it today if you wanted to, but I'm sure you're not prepared, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This is Diwali today anyway.
Yeah.
Happy Diwali.
What's Diwali?
The Festival of Lights.
It's an Indian thing. You want to get Indian food with me this week?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
Other, not other. The, don't the other.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, wrong kind of Indian. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. No, this
no
is what,
dot, what is, not feather.
Well,
that's a little racial.
Yeah, Jesus, Anna.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you. You're not comprehending.
I am.
Okay.
No and no.
No. To the Indian food?
I am still
Come
not,
on, let's get some Vindaloo.
I'm still not myself from double TT Nine Nights. It's lucky I didn't fucking
I'm not saying get it today.
It's a wonder I didn't, you know, fucking...
Yeah,
Brian Adams myself.
Now, would you want us to like do the morning show if you were dead, like that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd want you to say the reason why we're doing the show is Bubba's dead.
He's dead. Jesus.
Hey, it's Anna and Bubba. I mean, I'm sorry. It's Anna and Dan and Lummy and Blitz.
The Anna the Love Sponge show because Bubba's
and it's
dead.
There's been a terrible accident over the night.
Mm-hmm.
The merch crick has found Bubba unresponsive when his 2:20 alarm went off to go to bed to go to his Clem gym by 3. The merch crick didn't want to wake Daddy for the longest time. Finally, at 4:30, she figured that Daddy had to get ready for work.
But at that point, rigor mortis had set in.
At that point,
he was hard as a rock.
She didn't realize.
Not in a good way.
If she would have actually done something at 2:20, Daddy could have been saved. But because she didn't.
She put a pillow over your face to make
no,
sure it was done.
No, she just wanted to. No,
it's
she
done.
Would never do that. It's done. It's done. Never want that.
No.
But she is beating herself up knowing that if she would have done something and at 2:20, that Daddy could still be alive. Because you can only go 6 minutes without oxygen to the brain. It's hard telling what time Daddy died last night. Daddy could have died at 7:15 for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy mistook the amount of pills he takes at night.
I hope you're really considering the pill pal. I think you need it.
I just made a mistake. Yesterday, and the fact that I'm got a lot on my plate. I'm taking care of a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of
and it's tough to take care of people when you can't take care of yourself.
I'm going to say the pill pal would be a bad investment.
Oh, I'd throw that fucking thing across.
Because pill pal would end up in a million pieces on the ground.
Right.
So that pill pal can dispense extra
pills. And here's the phone calls you get. Blitz, call me. Hey, Blitz, you there?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Can you come over to the studios real fast?
Sure, what do you need?
Well, this fucking pill pal deal.
Uh-huh.
So I'm at my apartment. I don't have my tools and shit there. So I brought it over here to the back of the work area here. And I want my fucking pills right now. And it says I'm not going to get them till 6.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to get into it. And can you bring like a fucking crowbar with some bolt cutters to help me get into this motherfucker?
I mean, I think that's a bad idea, but I'll be right over.
Yeah. Blitz wouldn't even have to like... I would have to gorilla smash my PayPal, my pill pal. Blitz would just hook up his little laptop to it and go.
It'd
open right
up. Crack it open.
I wish you guys would often hear me and Blitz's private conversations. They're very
salacious.
Dad, son like. And the fact that he's the dad.
I was going to say, who's who?
No, he's the dad.
Oh, you're the baby boy?
Well, yeah, like I ask him questions.
You call him daddy?
So I'd be like, so Blitz.
Yeah.
And then Blitz go, well, you know, such and such and such and such. And then flipper blipper. And I go, oh. And then I go, so, well, what if you went like that? And then like that? Does that part got to come off? Mm-hmm. Well, no, not technically. You know, you do that. And then you flip it over like that. That's how you do it. And I go, okay, well. If you're not here, what can I do? I mean, but it's like,
yeah, you're right,
am I right, though?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always me asking you questions.
Usually.
And Blitz being very patient with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being patient and kind. And then I'll make, like, something will squirm me. Like, oh, you know, we need to move that. Blitz.
Right.
And they'll be like. And we can't tell you what we're talking about. It's highly secret. It's fucking. Mm-hmm. Industry secrets.
Yes, industry.
Ouch. They're breaking news. This German.
Let me hold on. Hold on. Let me.
What is he saying?
Slow it.
Oh, man.
Slow.
German.
Lummy. Slow it the fuck down.
Osama.
You know, slow it the fuck down.
Okay.
And when you're going to go breaking news, then you can't slur. That'd be like if ABC News went breaking news, 9/11 towers fell down, 10 fucking hostages.
You just mumble your way through the news.
One of the twin towers has been hit by towers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I guess that Monet. No,
hold on.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Breaking news. Go ahead and give it to us. Let me over to the newsroom.
German climate activists throw mashed potatoes at Monet that sold for $110 million.
What?
Yeah. I guess that's breaking news. And then they super glued their hands to the floor and they're stuck there.
You know what? Just bring
God. Wait, hold on. Wait, when they did it again?
No, yeah. It's a different painting. They did. Yeah. They tried to do the thing, the cake on the Mona Lisa, and this is a different one.
But isn't this one protected too? The way mine's going to be my.
No,
the way
it's not. It is not. It's out there in the open.
Oh,
isn't
no.
Isn't that absolutely horseshit? And how our society is fucked up and wired that you can't even have a piece of art that's considered a very, you know, very prestigious, you know, very, very,
it's a historical piece.
Historical piece that's just displayed. Is it the Louvre? Is it in the Louvre?
I don't know. Who the fuck is Monet?
Who the fuck is Claude Monet?
Yeah,
he's an impressionist artist, the most famous ever.
Probably top, probably on the Mount Rushmore of artists.
I mean, yeah, in terms of popularity, most definitely.
That's what I'm saying. So
if Bubba knows who he is, I mean, Jesus
Christ.
Hold on.
If I know who he is, then the common R knows who he is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a French guy. Who cares?
No, Lummy, you got to know who Monet is.
He looked like he was married to some pigs.
I mean, the painting was, what, $100 million?
$110.
Yeah, so people know who he is.
But that's how bad our society is. Back in the day, in the, like, 60s and 70s and 80s, you didn't have to worry about some fucking asshole walking up and doing something to that painting because we had some fucking respect left in our country.
Yeah, but before
in
that,
our world,
we just had soldiers going in and stealing stuff, so.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you know, we had a period when we were growing up where people were cool as fuck. You know, and your parents would be like, hey, if I catch you doing some stupid shit, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And then you got the shit beat out of you. Your dad would beat the fuck out of you. Like, literally.
And the painting that had mashed potatoes thrown on it was behind protected glass. So
that's how it was.
Yes.
Oh, they're making it sound like it's
pussies.
Well, I mean, you're just dumb enough to think. I mean, you're dumb enough.
All these stories keep coming up, like the one over the weekend of those people, the German people in the Volkswagen dealership that.
I didn't see that story either.
They were freaking out because they wouldn't give them a piss bucket, and they super glued their hands to the floor.
What's with the food on the paintings deal? And
hold
why
on.
Does that equal climate activists? Like, why is that the formula?
And then I love how they glue their hands. And then
yeah,
I love
what's
it.
Going on?
I love it when the police just go up and just fucking grab them and just rip their hands off.
Guess
and the tile comes with it.
Yeah, fuck you.
I guess
you think Gov or anybody's going to worry about that fucking bullshit? Your skin's coming off, motherfucker.
Well, guess, my hands? Well, you're the one that glued them, dumbass.
The Volkswagen dealership, I guess, they asked for a piss bucket. They said no. They turned the lights off, turned the air up, and said fuck off and left.
As they should. It's their business. Didn't they
put the car in neutral and fucking
eco morons are arrested after gluing themselves to a floor of German Volkswagen factory, then pleading for medical treatment because their hands were sore and they couldn't get to the toilet. Well, fuck you and fuck you.
Exactly. Fuck yourself,
yeah,
assholes.
Go fuck yourself.
They complained
about
their
story. Does it have a story that it played?
Like a video?
Yeah.
And does it say fuck yourself?
Yeah, I think if you scroll down, there's a video.
Link right here.
Hey guys, we are giving out a ton of these DeWalt samples.
Yeah. Oh, sure you are.
Just fill out our quick 2-minute survey and we'll ship it right
I'll
to your.
That.
Yeah, like they're going to ship you a box full of fucking DeWalt stuff.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want some of that immediately.
Please.
Hold on.
We were saying that we were leaving, but they arrested us. The deal was if we leave, we can go free. And we couldn't. We tried to leave, and they arrested us. They lied to us.
What?
I am so fucking tired of our world.
So apparently someone said a little bit too late. The police officer just said.
Hey, Blitz, I will tell you this, man. They don't fuck around when bringing a transport unit to fuck.
Look at that giant bus.
I mean, that is a badass bus, is it not? Look at this thing.
Well, yeah.
That is a fucking badass bus. The Germans don't fuck around. If they're going to bring a bunch of people to jail, usually, you know, like we here in America, you'll bring like a little paddy wagon or some bullshit. They bring a full-blown rock fucking star bus. Look at this.
The police officer just said.
in a sarcastic way.
Sarcastic way.
Let me. I still don't know quite what the fuck happened.
Well, they were protesting cars, and so they super glued themselves, and then they started complaining because Volkswagen wouldn't give them a bucket to piss in, and Volkswagen just shut the door, turned the air up, and turned the lights off, and said good luck, and left. And I guess
as
one
any
had
good
a cell
responsible
phone.
As any good responsible business owner should.
Yeah.
If a person's fucking around with my business, it's time for my employees to go home. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, and I guess, well, I guess
5
they're,
o'clock,
they're
5 o'clock, bitch, we're done.
Bulldoze them.
We're fucking done. We're done. We're done. We're closed. We're closed. Goddamn, Lummy, send me the longest fucking...
Oh, that was me.
Is this a...
Rom, that he could
so
only
you know
come
what Diwali
back
is.
After living in the forest.
And then we
for
can go get non-bread and vindaloo.
I mean, when Ram returned,
I thought you were sending me something about these German motherfuckers.
No, I'm sending you about Diwali so we can celebrate it.
I don't want to know about Diwali.
They do fireworks. The end.
I ain't celebrating
Festival of Lights.
Diwali.
Fine.
I am.
Let me find me a story more
every
so,
day is Diwali
more
for you.
I am.
Most so are about this fucking German deal. Did they go to the dealership?
Yeah, they were. No,
you've completely fucking like nobody. Blitz, the smartest man in the fucking in the building. Blitz, can you tell me any particulars about this fucking super glue deal?
I believe they went to the factory.
Yeah, they went to the factory.
Okay, is that because you're looking at a story right now?
Well, that's
no, because they said it in the article a second
All right,
ago.
Let me. So what happened? Tell me. And do we have any video on it?
Well, I'm trying to find it now. They went there and they super glued their hands to the floor.
Here.
And they wanted the Volkswagen dealer or the where or whatever the fucking factory Jesus. To give them buckets so they
George
piss
Zimmerman
and shit
$10 on the Venmo, thank you. What
who?
He it says it said honest to God, I'm not kidding you. George Zimmerman.
Oh,
paid you $10.
All right.
on your Venmo at cool. The Bub Army.
Not guilty.
So Lummy. Yeah, if George might be still doing okay if he's sending me $10.
Yeah.
So Lummy. These fucking dildos.
Yes, 9 of them.
Go to the German Volkswagen factory.
Yes.
And they're not happy with Volkswagen based on how much carbon the fucking things emit or some bullshit?
Yes.
All right.
And then they super glued themselves.
And where they super glue themselves at? Inside the showroom?
In the factory.
They go inside the factory. First of all, how do they get in the factory?
They just walked in.
All right. And then they take super glue. And super glue their hands to what? Like right by the fucking, where they hang the fenders or some bullshit?
The floor. They just put the floor. They put it around like everywhere in the warehouse.
All right. And how many of these dildos were there?
Nine.
No, let me know. This is a podcast.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
sorry.
He was programming BAR.
Sorry. He's watching me. My bad.
He needs to watch you, Lummy. You know what? We have to usually watch special kids.
Yeah, I know.
So they're not eating the fucking paste and, you know. Got their cock hanging out in front of everybody. Blitz has to watch you. Blitz not only has to do his work, but he has to watch you do your work. But it's okay.
No, sorry. I was just making... We're good.
So let me... Tell me about the Volkswagen factory. So you're the one that brought it up.
At least that makes more sense than the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they super glued themselves there in protest. And
right.
So after about 2 hours, they asked the Volkswagen people if they could get buckets to piss in and some food delivered. And Volkswagen pretty much told them to go fuck off.
Yeah,
and they
as
shut,
I would too.
Yeah, they shut the room that they were in and turned the air up and lights off and left.
Yeah. Sounds great to me.
Yeah. And I guess they called the police. And
how?
They were complaining.
No hands?
No, they only super glued one hand.
Oh, one, just one.
Yeah.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
And they're upset at Volkswagen because they were...
And guess how much this affected whether grandma's going to buy a fucking Volkswagen or not? Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Volkswagen actually makes pretty damn good cars. But remember those Passats we used to have?
Those things were awesome.
Fucking awesome cars.
I loved mine.
Oh, they were awesome. That's one of the best franchises they ever had, or, you know,
yeah,
the models they ever had.
The W8.
You can scroll down for the Twitter.
What did I have, Blitz? Did I have the W8?
I don't know. I think the one you broke the window out of was a W8, but the rest of them were the VR6s, which are still awesome.
Yeah, I think I break a window out of one of them?
Yeah, remember you locked the keys in, so you just decided to break the window out. You said, Rollo will figure it out.
I did?
Yeah.
And what happened? Did Rollo figure it out?
Yeah.
Now, all the rage in the green world today is actually getting one of those pesky fossil fuel-based glues and sticking yourself to something as a form of protest. But what happens when that goes wrong? Well, have a look at this. Here are some protesters gluing themselves to the floor at a Volkswagen.
that?
Hello.
I think it's on a different Hello. Story. Oh, here we go.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's the Monet.
Yeah, that's the potatoes.
Going on around sorry. Here. This is, that's my head. I got one story, then chamber. I got another one in queue, but then the queue fires.
You got
fires.
People throwing foods at your paintings?
Yeah.
I'm Gianluca Grimalda. I'm a researcher in social psychology at a research institute in Germany, and I'm here in the Porsche Pavilion in the Autostadt of Wolfsburg. To the
but that's even more embarrassing that he's not like a young person.
But if he super glued his hand right there, and the line, and you had to move the line to the next station, I just fucking run
roll right over.
Right,
yeah.
Sorry,
wow.
buddy. You're gonna probably end up breaking your elbow and your wrist, but from the right front. But we got to get this car down to the next line. This is an assembly line.
Announce the responsibility of a Volkswagen in the climate emergency that we are facing.
Oh, we're in a climate emergency.
Oh, and I guess that Porsche, too, was an electric Porsche.
It is. Same one,
Porsche dealership owned by Volkswagen, I should point out. But it all went bad after that.
Does Volkswagen own Porsche?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that even more.
The organizer
Porsche, Audi, Lamborghini.
Oh, Volkswagen owns all that?
Yeah, the VW group.
Volkswagen told us.
By the way, I love Volkswagen.
They supported our right to protest. But they refused our request to provide us with a bowl to urinate and defecate in a decent manner while we are glued, and they've turned off the heating. Well, good on you, Volkswagen. We should be doing the same to the glued-on protesters here. Let the cars drive around them. Leave them there.
Trying to save energy.
That Gretchen bitch has really blown up, has she not?
Yeah. You mean like she got fat?
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah.
She's
blown up.
A bitch.
Would you do it, Bob?
She's legal now.
Would I do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
If she was laying naked on your bed and said, fuck me.
I tell you what I would do. I would piss on her and then poop in her face.
How dare you?
You poop on. How dare you shit on my face? You were supposed to fuck me. I wouldn't fuck old guy. But you won't fuck me. You shit on face. And when I shit on face.
How dare you?
You better hope it's one of my... loggy shit, because if it's one of my mushy shits,
oh, I wish it was a musher.
It's level 3 acid. The acid will burn your fucking face off.
I wish
off.
You had mush shit all over her face.
Oh, I had a mush shit this weekend, and man, the acid did it. I mean, it's you could literally extract the acid and run it for battery acid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did it hurt coming out? You really want to fuck her?
No, I wouldn't fuck her. No, I'd fuck your butthole before I'd fuck her.
What? Wow, okay.
I wouldn't. I'd fuck you before I'd fuck this cunt.
Thank you.
Really?
Little bitch. And she got my Twitter. Don't forget, she's one of the people got my
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, she's
fucking
the one that got your Twitter canceled.
My Twitter'd probably be a couple hundred thousand
wasn't
by
for
now.
Her.
You wouldn't fuck her face because of that?
Uh-uh. You know what? Yeah, you know what? I might. I might fuck her
Six
face.
6 minutes without oxygen, Dan said.
Yeah. I just fucking jam it till she had to breathe through her nose.
How dare. Oh.
And then, you know, when you're fucking a girl's face, you kind of sometimes you give her a little relief. You kind of give her, hold on. You give her a little relief, let her come up, then you go back. And then there comes a part of you inside your little head. You're like, yeah, I'm in fucking charge. I'm fucking, yeah. And then, but then, you know, she's struggling down there, so you let her come up for some air, but then you're like, yeah. And then she kind of likes
yeah,
it.
Boy.
And then she kind of likes that you're being mean. She kind of gets off on it a little bit, but there's a borderline between being mean and going and hurting.
Do you know where that line is?
No. Well, yeah, usually.
Sometimes.
But sometimes you get caught up in a moment, and you're like, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the head of my cock on your throat. Oh, yeah.
You got to resuscitate her, and what a mess.
Yeah, and then you slap her across the fucking face.
You know. Slap it you often?
No, but
you seem to know exactly what to do.
I would put her on the edge of the bed and then like fucking plank her face.
All right,
and probably end up tearing all the ligaments in the back of her head.
So much for not
really,
wanting to fuck
really,
her.
I'd really yes, get just... the only way I'd fuck her is if I could hurt her.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
I mean, this is on podcast, so we can really let it rip.
Can we?
But with Greta Van Susteren, whatever that bitch is named.
Greta Van Susteren.
With Vera Van Susteren. That fucking, how dare you.
How
that bitch.
Dare
and by
you.
The way, she's over 18.
Yeah, yep, she's almost 20. Sure.
The only way I'd fuck her is if I could hurt her.
She's and, 18 already.
And since I can't hurt her, then there ain't no fucking. But I hate her. There are some people I would kill if I could get away with it. I actually talked to somebody on the weekend this weekend. I'd be like, you know what? I'd fucking murder that person if I could.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah, there's about five.
Oh.
That I'd fucking murder.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Murder was a case that they
this
gave.
This is all
oh,
wrong.
Oh, yeah, you fucking bitch. This is all wrong. This old man fucked in my face so much, huh?
How old is that video? Is that the old one?
Yeah, 2018.
How dare you?
Here, I'm gonna send him one. Like, this is her Instagram from like recent. Like, this,
yeah, I wanna. Oh, she's. If she, I'm gonna talk
this
about
is from like 4 days ago.
If I'm gonna talk about fucking faces. I want to talk about fucking an adult face, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This fucking.
Hope. But hope for whom? The relatively few of us who might initially be able to adapt to a rapidly warming world, or for the overwhelming majority who will not be so fortunate.
You're not gonna be so fortunate when I break your fifth, sixth, and seventh vertebrae.
What does hope even mean in this context? Is it the notion that we can maintain a system that is already doomed? That we can go on living our lives more or less the same way as we do today in a system which...
Listen, bitch.
She's not fat. She's got like a little puffy face, but listen to she's me. Not fat.
Listen, bitch.
Fucking eating a lot.
It isn't like the average temperature gone up like 0.2 degrees?
I don't even think it's that high.
Like in the last 20 or 30 years, it's gone up like 0.2 degrees. What the fuck you think it's going to be like, you know, like some infern, like
how dare you?
How you I'd say, man, aerosol it up, fucking carbon it up, cow fart it up. I don't give a fuck. It's going to take at least 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 generations for us to have to fucking even deal with the fact that it's gone up like 5 degrees. It's going to be a couple thousand years. For it only go 5 degrees. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you bitch.
You go start fucking reading some Harry Potter books or something, bitch.
Which most people do not even benefit from. To me, hope is not about pretending that everything...
She looks like a boy.
She does.
...will be fine. It is not about sticking your head in the sand or listening to fairy tales about non-existent technological solutions. It is not about loopholes or clever accounting. Hope is not something that is given to you. It is something you have to earn.
You're just reading this.
Yeah.
Just like when I did an op-ed in the New York Times. I didn't write it.
Right now, we are in desperate.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
What?
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Sometimes I see things, sometimes I lie.
People write shit for you, make you sound smarter than you really are.
What's that, droplets?
What drop?
What about lying?
When I say things, I don't mean them, I lie. Fuck off, Greta Van Susteren. Bitch, fucking get mine. Now, what's this one? This is somebody throwing something at
the... the mashed potato deal. This guy's like, oh, Christ.
Let me get my super glue out.
Let me get the glue out and start gluing themselves to the floor. Security, we need security.
Menschen hungern. Menschen frieren.
People are
starving.
She's
actually not wrong, but they need gas.
People are starving. People are freezing. People are dying.
Menschen sterben.
She's pretty hot, by the way. We are in a climate catastrophic.
Oh shit! Promise, help me. Love me, something you read.
And all you not good. And all you are afraid of is tomato soup.
What?
Or mashed potatoes on a painting. You know what I'm afraid of? What?
Yeah.
I'm afraid because science tells us that we won't be able to feed our families in 2050. We'll stop having kids.
You're wasting food, bitch.
Yeah.
Start composting now.
Yeah.
I turned to this guy and be like, who brought this yappy bitch up in his joint? Does it make Does it take mashed potatoes on a painting to make you listen?
Well, no one's listening to her behind her. That old lady's fucking looking at the paintings.
They're completely being ignored.
This painting is not worth, is not going to be worth anything. If we have to fight for our food. When you finally start to listen.
Hello.
When you will finally start to listen and stop business as usual. But I wish like Pat McGovern would come up and just choke that bitch out right now.
They should just grab her body and yank her off the floor, glue and all.
Yeah. She actually, they got smart this time. They didn't put themselves on the floor. They put it on the drywall.
That's even, it rips off even easier.
Yeah.
Now, are you saying that there is a piece of plastic over this or not?
They said there's glass over it.
Wonder they're not giving two shits about it.
Yeah, the article I read said the painting wasn't harmed at all. There was glass covering it.
Well, these people are dumb as fuck then.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. You're asking the point of somebody being dumb as fuck. That comes from you.
Yeah, then she's really dumb as fuck.
Carly Simon pays tribute to her sisters who died of cancer one day apart. Oh, that would really suck, wouldn't
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You lose one of your sisters on
both
Monday.
Both to cancer, but different cancers.
And then you lose your next sister the next day?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir.
Florida Lottery, one of the kind winning.
Tonight with the Simon sisters. Tonight, singer Carly Simon is paying tribute to her two old...
You're so vain.
You probably think this song is about you.
You're so vain.
You're so vain.
Probably think this song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you?
Come on, let me sing along.
Now, wasn't it a song that she wrote to Warren Beatty?
I don't know who that is.
You know who Warren Beatty is?
No, I don't know who Warren Beatty is.
Hey, Alexa, what is the song You're So Vain written about?
You're So Vain isn't included with Prime, but is available with Amazon Music Unlimited.
Bitch, I don't...
For a limited time, you are eligible for a two-month free trial, renewing at $4.99 a month on this Echo until you cancel.
She's talking really fast, too.
Should I start your free trial and play You're So Vain?
No, you meffed out, bitch.
Lummy Bang won't charge you.
Okay. You can sign up anytime by saying... Sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited.
Fuck
Here's
you.
A station
Shut
for
up,
you based
bitch.
On
I'm
the song You're
talk.
So Vain by Carly Simon
I don't,
on Amazon
I
Music.
I just wanted to know what the fucking song was about.
Wait, did
Alexa,
she sign you up?
Stop.
I think she signed you up.
No, she said no.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me try to ask her one more time. Hey, Alexa, what is the Carly Simon song You're So Vain about? She's fucking stupid.
You're So Vain isn't included with Prime,
wow.
but is available with
She's
Amazon Music Unlimited.
Let me Bing
for a limited time.
No!
You are eligible for a two-month free trial, renewing at $4.99 a month on this Echo until you cancel.
No!
Terms in the Alexa app.
No! Well,
should I start your free trial and play
You're
So Vain?
No!
Okay.
Fucking bitch!
You can sign up anytime by saying, sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited. Here's a station for you based
fucking
on the song
bitch.
You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
How about here's
Amazon
a station
Music.
To suck my dick?
Oh, perfect.
Alexa,
let me
stop.
Bing.
Lummy Bing.
You gotta talk like that, though.
Simon told people in November 2015 that the
Just
second
verse... Just talk normal, you stupid fucker.
...is about American actor and director Warren Beatty, who she dated in the 70s.
Yep, and it was about he thought he was all that.
Well, she said that it was about a few people, but she's only named Warren Beatty.
Right, but it's about thinking you're all that.
Yeah.
It's like Dan. That should be Dan's song.
Oh, that's true.
I would give the Hit Mix 3 that assignment, but fuck, they're on work stoppage right now.
Yeah.
What is wrong with
them? Guys?
You're so vain.
Probably
think the song is about you. You're so vain. Then it doesn't have a part like about his possessions. You pull up in your Ferrari. Whatever.
Your Ferrari.
Let me send me the karaoke version of You're So Vain.
Do you want the lyrics, too?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get the lyrics and then the karaoke.
Older siblings who both died last week. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
There you go.
You probably think the song is about you. Hold on. Maybe the story will say.
You're So Vain made Carly Simon a household name.
Hold on. I got everybody sending me all kinds of shit.
Oh, there you go. And you got the lyrics.
Yeah. Blitz sent me the better one. You sent me the
I sent you the karaoke version.
But she wasn't the only member of her household to make it big. Tonight, the Grammy-winning singer is mourning the deaths of her two sisters. 85-year-old Joanna Simon died Wednesday from...
Man, she still looked pretty damn good for 85.
...thyroid cancer. And sister Lucy died just one day later at 82 from metastatic breast cancer.
Wow. How old's Carly?
Their father, Richard, was the founder of publishing giant Simon & Schuster, a division of CBS News
parent
company. She's
Carly Simon, 77.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And what is she worth? Because she's an heiress of Simon & Schuster, which I think is a huge publishing company.
What do you think she's worth?
$1.5 billion?
It says... 80 million.
Yeah,
Paramount Global.
So she ain't getting any daddy's money.
But all three sisters forged their own paths in entertainment.
Winking and blinking and nod when night sails.
Lucy got her start in music alongside
Winking and blinking.
She was married to James Carly.
Oh yeah, Carly Simon was married to James Taylor and not Dave Tate.
As part of an iconic folk duo.
She always had that big mouth too. Like,
yeah, she had a real fuckable mouth.
Yeah.
That's like that's Julia what you meant to say.
Yeah, like a Julia Roberts mouth, yeah. We call that a fuckable mouth.
Nice.
His sisters.
Lucy, I mean, what do we call that?
A fuckable mouth.
He also found success as a Grammy-winning producer and composer of the Tony-nominated musical.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Secret Garden. Music was also a calling for Joanna, who got her start in the 1960s as an opera singer before moving on to journalism as a correspondent for the PBS NewsHour.
Anybody get into porn?
In a tribute to her trailblazing sisters, Carly Simon wrote, "They touched everyone they knew."
Hey, I'd like to be their friends.
Let's get real, too. Like, Carly Simon was popular, but her sisters were they? I mean, does anyone really know?
They were dark. Dark matches compared to her.
They were.
Those of us they've left behind will be lucky.
I like to her touch me.
But is your so vain? Was that just Carly Simon, or was that the Simon sisters?
No, that was just Carly.
I see.
That was just Carly.
She was the famous one.
Yeah.
Walk in.
Studio.
Walked in to the studio like you were walking into the yard. Your hat strategic drip below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. Yourself, how's that come? And all the girls dream that they'd be your partner, they'd be your partner, and you're so vain. Man, this is Dan Diaco all fucking day. Come on, Carlos. Come on, Dark Match Steve. Come on, motherfucking John from Naples. You didn't get me a Steve Diaco. You didn't get me one of those. I mean, this is fucking, this is Dr. Diaco all day. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Why don't you motherfuckers help me?
Oh, sorry.
Several years ago,
when I was still quite naive.
Anna, you, because it's girl.
Yeah, when you said that he made such a pretty pair that
no, you're off.
Leave.
You're way off beat.
Here we go.
But you gave away the things you love,
and one of them was me.
I had some dreams, there were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you. Don't you? This is Dan all day. Is it not?
It is.
I had some dreams. There were
clouds in my coffee. Clouds in my coffee. And
you're so vain. You probably think the song is about you.
You're so vain.
I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Oh, I hear you
went up to Saratoga, and your horse was actually won.
Then you flew your wooden helicopter
up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. Well, you're where you should be all the time, and when you're not, you're with someone
wife of a close friend,
and you're so vain.
Oh man, hold on. She really breaks it down from some infidelity here. Hold on here. Maybe Romina should be singing this. Well, you're where you should be all the time.
Bubba Clem instead of close friend.
Why Bubba Clem?
You're so vain.
Man, Naples. You take your shirt off at the 199. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
You tried to fuck the goats in the back. Didn't ya? Wrong.
Song is about you.
Man, that writes its fucking
Clutch
self.
Dan.
Come on, guys.
Lummy, you're in charge of the hit mix 3.
I'm trying.
Now, are they allowed to use any of the lyrics from the previous parody of that song?
What do you mean? Oh, is there a previous really one we had?
Yish.
Oh, is there a Ned one?
Yish.
Oh, can you find it for me?
Yish.
What story got up ready to go to?
I've already listened to it.
Is it about me?
Yes.
I have my own Bubba back entrance now that I don't have to have any type of mingling with any of these people around here. This is the Bubba.
Well, I mean, I think that they can make it, instead of making it about me, they can make it about Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. You can transfer the heat a little bit.
The Rock Barn that we know as.
The Bubba Rock Barn. How old was that?
Own gate that I can
98 Rock.
Go in through, and my own back door.
Oh, this is funnier. Fuck.
Or entrance. I guarantee you that I have the highest name recognition as to anybody in this entire.
The highest
I am
what?
Probably the
name recognition.
Most. You woke up. Around the station, like you're a fucking high price big shot.
so far true.
Or this entire building.
You pleased every woman that you ever knew, because you know how to find
a G-spot. But this is actually pretty fucking funny.
You turn on
you know, I got some
microphone.
Great oral skills.
You turn on your great big microphone. And take a big slug of snot. You're a superstar and we're fucking jabronis. Fucking jabronis, cause you're so vain.
This was a shoot.
Is this
too.
Where you said like Bubba Crunch chicken? Like you start naming off different shit, Bubba
this
shit?
This was a fucking shoot.
Ask Cubans what they think about me. They love me.
You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
I'm the man.
You probably think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you?
I mean, we need to re-release this.
Will you have Love Sponge on your vanity plate? On your high-priced Mercedes Benz? You hang with Hulk Hogan and David Wells. Yeah, all the superstars are your friends.
Oh, no, this is pretty well done, actually.
I am the most popular.
Well, you just got home from Dion's house.
Yep.
From Dion's house.
Dion's a man.
You might want to wipe off your chin. Wish I could be cool like you and your boy Fabrizi. Your boy Fabrizi.
Don't mess with Fabrizi.
You're so vain.
People don't want to hear music on my show. They want to hear me.
Probably. Think their song is about you. You're so vain.
Nobody is more.
And Blitz, we could probably only do this on the podcast and get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Famous to me.
I bet you think.
Man, people that are listening to this podcast, you might want to tell fellow Bub Army, this might be one you get. This
Plus,
like,
there were some words that we used to use back then that we can't use now.
Yeah. This song is about you, don't you, don't you?
I am the most popular, top of mind, infamous DJ in this market. Now that the big boy has come to the town.
Wow. Wish I could be cool like you and your boy Fabrizi. Your boy Fabrizi calls.
Lummy, when this thing first went out, we only had 1.3. We only had 1,300 subscribers.
Well, that's actually a different channel.
Yeah, it's on a different YouTube channel.
Oh, that's great. Somebody's fucking stealing it. Let's put a copyright Willie on these people.
Isn't that ours?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I can't see it. Sorry.
Or you can't comprehend.
Well, no, I can't see the screen.
It's a YouTube deal.
Oh.
YouTube automatically does that. Like, it's weird.
So,
but it's through Songcast, so we kind of get credit for it.
You're so vain.
I got great oral skills.
You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
I'm the man.
I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Will you tell it like it is on the air? That's why you're a superstar. You fly on Hogan's Learjet to the Florida Keys, and you bring Hamill to play the guitar.
My good friend Hulk Hogan.
You're so popular in Tampa Bay.
Popular.
You opened up your own bar. Of course, all the entrees are
this
named
the Bubba Crunch
after
Chicken.
Bubba.
Bubba Burger.
Named after Bubba.
Bubba Crunch Chicken.
You're so vain.
I'm the star of this market.
You probably think this song is about you.
And on it, at the time, I could pull that off, but nobody could be pulling that swagger arrogance off now.
No.
Some people try.
Well, yeah, but no one can.
So
I pulled it off.
Popular.
Oh, maybe I did. Look where I'm at now.
If you think this song is about.
I was talking to somebody on Friday, and they're like, you know, this woes me bullshit only goes so far because you're fucking killing it. Mm-hmm. You are fucking.
Who told you that?
A radio guy.
Huh.
A radio guy in this market. He goes, every fucking buddy in Tampa Bay radio, like there's these urban legends as to how much you're really making. And like you're fucking killing it. So this bullshit about you being down and out. I mean, really? Would you want to really trade places with anybody in radio?
And right what'd you
Tampa?
Say?
I go, no, not a fucking one of them.
Maybe a few.
Don't you.
Maybe a few, but keep what I have and just add that on top.
Yeah.
Right.
People, they love me.
You're so vain.
The most pop.
I mean, digitally, there's nobody in this town that's even fucking close to us digitally.
Mm-hmm.
Popular, famous.
Fat and sassy.
I'm thinking I'm the man.
But not too classy.
And your poop is your body temperature, so it feels really warm. So I'm sitting in
Bubba the Love Sponge. It can only be Bubba the Love Sponge.
I'm embarrassed.
And 98 Rock.
Hey, we should get some of those positioning statement blitz.
That was old.
And just cut out the 98 Rock.
Right.
Right? Something like that. Lummi, what were you going to say to me earlier?
Yeah, Lummi.
I thought you were going to say something to me earlier.
Oh, yeah. You're the best, Bubba. I love you.
What did Bubba Six-Incher have to say now?
Uh-oh. Is Bubba Six-Incher starting shit?
I don't talk to anybody right now.
Good answer.
Is somebody starting shit with me right now?
No, not at all, Bubba. No one can hear us.
The lotto is $610 million for Powerball tonight, by the way.
I saw that on the way in.
So.
Is anyone playing it?
No. So if I go down to 7-Eleven down there, what do I tell them that I want? Let's say I give them $20 bill. What do I tell them, Blitz? Is for tonight.
I need some Powerball tickets.
Do I say this is for tonight's Powerball?
Yeah.
And what do they? Will they say, do you want a 10-inch kicker or do you want a fucking?
They're gonna say, do you want power play? Do you want double play? Blah blah blah. Just give me quick picks. Here's $20.
Quick picks. And then if I won, what's 610? Which means half of 610 is 310, 305, which means you take what? Maybe $1.85 home?
Oh, let's see. Take home pay is $185.
I was right. I was pretty close, was I not?
Yep.
Usually you take half and then half.
Yeah, it's 180. It's so like 184, so.
184.
Yep, 184, 375.
Blitz, I give you a million. On, I give you a half.
Thank you.
Red, I give you 250. Lummi, you get a half.
Woo. I appreciate you.
Then I'm gonna have a $100,000 to win.
So you're gonna play today or no?
Dirt late model race. And then I'd have a $100,000 win fucking 410 sprint car race one weekend. Then I have a $100,000 to win non wing USAC race. You know what, Blitz? I'd do the night of 100,000s.
You would.
Yeah. The night of 100,000s. Open wheel modified, sprint cars, 410, dirt late models, and non-wing sprints. You'd have literally 800 cars in your fucking pits.
That sounds like a nightmare.
You think any big celebrities, like big-time drivers, would come?
Yeah, everybody would.
Yeah.
Like every
Blitz. Alex Stein.
Blitz, you know that Donnie Schatz and Scott Blomquist and everybody for $100,000 would come.
Of course.
Yeah. I'd probably have to do it on different weekends. So I wouldn't have enough room.
The nights of 100,000.
Yeah. The month of 100,000. It's $100,000 December.
Mm.
That's what I'd call it. And I'd be working from now until then, getting all the infrastructure and shit that I needed.
Hey, remember that guy, Bubba, when he won the lotto? $610 million and squandered it all away in fucking prize money in 1 year.
Dirt racing.
Yeah. Remember that guy? That was funny.
Nice. I'd have to buy the track from Tom. Have to buy Tom's half.
You mean he'd try to talk you out of doing $100,000
night? He'd try to talk me out of it. Absolutely. But then I'd say, hey, Tom, here's the deal. I don't want to buy you out. I just want you to go along with this. I got the fucking money. Here's the money.
You don't want to stay involved in that track still?
Why not? That's my baby.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't want to open up like the world's largest racing center in Warsaw?
No.
Oh.
No. I would want to take my existing property, Blitz, and make it better. If I had like $1 million, I could do what I wanted really with my racetrack. And that would be, as soon as you pull in to that right where all that wetlands is, I would bulldoze all that and make that a fucking mud hole, like for mudding.
Okay.
And then I would, in the back, finish out my go-kart track.
Yep.
And then I would build a Jeep course, you know, like one of those obstacle courses at the
Absolutely.
Jeep. Then I'd do that. And then I might buy maybe the behind me a little bit. I think there's 40 acres behind me. And turn it into a fucking unbelievable super motocross facility.
That'd be cool.
Then I got there, and then I'd build a big house there. That's where I'd live. And I quit radio.
Oh, you'd be done?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of money, I would think so.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done. Thank you. Thank you for finishing. Now, here's the deal. With the you're done's, if somebody finishes for you, then you don't have to come in for the second. But the person that finishes for you should at least give you 5 seconds to get it out.
Okay.
Okay, that's kind of the rules. What if you want 107? Well, I mean, a night of 100,000. What's a $100,000 purse total?
What?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't, what do you mean?
Are you all racing?
Well, here's the deal. It'd be 100,000 to win.
Oh, okay.
50,000 automatically goes to second.
You're talking what? 400 grand probably.
Hold on. 25,000 to third. 12,500. I'm sorry. Ah, fuck it. Let me see here. Lummy, can you add these numbers?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. 100,000 for first.
Yep.
50,000 for second.
So okay. 150.
25,000 for third. 15,000 for fourth.
190.
190. 10,000 for fifth.
200,000.
For fifth. Oh, 7,500 for sixth. Mm-hmm. And then 7,400 for seventh.
7,400?
Yep.
All right.
7,300 for eighth. 7,200 for ninth. 7,000 for tenth. And then 6,500 for 11th.
About 250.
Hold on.
Jesus.
6,400 for 12th. And then 12th through 24 all pays 5,000.
So about 300 grand.
Yeah. 300 grand.
Yeah, there you go. It's not bad.
So if I had how many? If I had $300,000 and I got dirt late models, open wheel modifieds, 410 sprints, 410 non-wings. Let's say I do 5 classes. That's only $1,000,005. I got
got a lot more than that.
Yeah, it's $1,000,005.
That's nothing.
And who's to say I ain't going to make money?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to be out there.
Yeah. First of all, Blitz, I'm going to have to probably buy another 500,000 or 600,000 or 700,000 in bleachers. Get everybody out there.
Yeah. Helicopter grandstands.
300,000. Can you imagine how many non-wing dirt cars would show up for 100,000 to win?
All of them.
And they'd be like, man, Bubba's dumb as fuck paying 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Lose his ass this weekend. That's okay. He won $175 million clean. Tom Bean's been trying to talk him out of it all week. Tom Bean was telling people not to show up because he didn't know if he was going to be able to pay the fucking purse or not.
Jeez.
Bubba got committed. It's a 72-hour Baker Act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, okay, let's just say you get $175 million and you meet with a financial advisor. I'm like, listen, I'm going to give you half of this right now. Okay, here, boom. So what's half of $175 million? About $85, $90
million? Yeah.
All right, so here's $80 million, buddy. Here, go invest it in some real fucking conservative cool shit, okay? And don't forget, I got Social Security coming up here in a few years. Blitz?
Oh, well, there you go.
Man, 21, 2200 on that deal. Then I take $80 million, okay? And I have $80 million to spend. I've already spent $1,500,000 on my races. Then, Blitz, I'm going to probably put another $2 million into my facility. So that's $80 million. I still got like $70 million. And plus, I have to give Blitz $1 million. I probably, after it's all said and done, and I've had all the fucking fun that I want, I probably got 55 to 60 million just laying around not knowing what to do with it.
You wouldn't know what to do with it?
Yeah, I know what to do with it. I'd buy me a badass Prevost or whatever the coolest bus they make nowadays is. Whether it's a fucking Marathon, Prevost.
Yeah, Newell.
Newell, something. Whatever the fuck. And then, Blitz, you'd be my guy. Like, you'd be my personal assistant. I'd give you $1 million, but then I'd pay you, like, $300,000 or $400,000 a year to be my personal assistant.
Okay.
And that's for, like, if I'd be like, hey, Blitz, I want to buy a bus. You need to check out what the coolest, you're my checkout guy.
Right.
because I just impulsively may buy the wrong bus.
Yeah, you don't want some
And then the
bus.
Entire time I'm on it, you're fucking reminding me, well, you know, it's the fucking wrong bus, you know, fucking hey, we could have got another bus for another 15. I'd be like, at this point, I could just say, shut the fuck up, because you're the one who told us to buy it. Right? Yeah. So you're like my, like, assistant, handler, like, you know, shit. Like, I've seen those. Have you guys seen those new fucking Denalis that they advertise
on? Denalis?
No. Oh. The Blitz, the all-electric Denali that can go, like, 400 miles on a charge.
Yeah, unless you're towing, then he can't go shit. But, yeah.
All right, Blitz, so let me ask you a question. If you're my advisor, and this is the exact question, like you and I are outside like we were on Sunday.
Okay.
I go, Blitz, if I was going to buy the baddest fucking car, so that when you and I rolled up, fucking everybody was like, Jesus Christ, look at those guys. What would it be? Money's no object. Now, Blitz, money's no object to an extent. Like, I don't want to be like one of these Saudi princes and have one of one. I want something that we can go out and buy. Like, what would you suggest?
I mean, if you're looking for, like, fucking super pimp-ass fucking, probably like a Bugatti.
How much?
Between 2 and 4 or 5 million.
What?
Yeah, unless you want an expensive one. That's a cheap one.
That's not fucking rolling around Tampa, Florida shit.
Yeah, it is. There's a few.
There's a couple.
There's a couple.
There's a couple $4 million Bugattis in Tampa.
Yeah, two to $3 million at least.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, get us one of them. And then I need a Ferrari.
Okay.
So get me one of them.
All right.
And here's the deal, Blitz. I'm going to give you a $7 million budget. I want 3 cars. Could you do it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm like, with a Bugatti, could you get me 2 others for that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think you might get me? What would we be rolling in?
I mean, I would probably, maybe like a Lambo.
Yeah, okay. Can I fit in it?
I would think so.
Okay.
You
may have to be my personal shopper, too.
And, I know.
Like, I might have to throw another $100K in for you to make my food for me.
Okay. And then I'll just pay a chef $70,000.
I was
going
to say, because Blitz is already a millionaire at that point.
Yeah. No, Blitz. Like, I'm going to give you, like, $100,000 a year budget for the food department. Now, if you need to hire a chef in at 60, and, you know, you need to put 20 in your pocket and then 20 for materials, whatever. Just get it fucking done. And then I'm going to buy us a house.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, at Jumble Air, maybe?
No, I'm not going to. I don't think I'm going to buy a plane.
I just want to live at an airport.
I don't want to buy. We'll live here at the studios then, okay? Because you can.
Well, but I want to be actually at the airport.
Now, what's a place at? Is there anything available at Jumbo Air? Have you checked Jill Lucilla?
I'm sure there are. There's actually some, like, I don't want to say shitty houses, but nothing. Like, there's some, like, regular houses available
now,
there.
Now, Blitz, what if we wanted to buy a plane? But see, I had a plane.
That guy that bought fucking Jumbo Air was like $10 million. That's all it was. And he owns like a third of the property.
Well, what I'm going to tell you is this. I don't know if I want to buy a plane as much as I just want to have, like, Wheels Up membership.
Okay.
Doesn't that make more financial sense?
I mean, if you have a few million, yes. If you have 100 to 200 million, you know, just buy a fucking plane.
All right. So, Blitz, I'm like, I'm going to buy us a plane, but I don't want to go. I don't want to fucking overplane it.
We got an ultralight.
I just want a plane that will make it from here to L.A. without having to fuel up.
You don't want to overplane it, but you want to fucking nonstop here to L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to. So I know that I'm having $100,000 to win open wheel modified races, but I want a plane, and I want the cheapest one I can get that'll get me from here to L.A. Like, I don't need the gold fucking fixtures and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like all that shit.
I just want a nice plane. What plane? Okay, you already got me my 3 cars. You got me my chef. Blitz, I'm going to get us a house. Like, you know, I kind of like where we used to live.
Yeah, but it's got to be on the water.
No. I'd go by Galinsky's house.
Okay.
The one on the corner.
Okay.
You know I could pick that up for 8 or $10 million. You know that.
Okay. Yeah, I know that then.
All right. Or even for Breezy. I'd buy his house.
Sure.
Whatever.
You wouldn't want, like, the live?
No, I want to live. I want to live at my old island on Bayway with one of the badass water lots. I had an inside lot. I want a water lot. So, Blitz, that's where we're going to live, so we know where we're going to live.
Okay.
And then what kind of plane Can any kind of any plane we get, can it get in out of Albert Whitted or no? Can
most, no. If you want to go from if you want to go nonstop from here to L.A., it's not going to be able to get out of Albert Whitted.
All right. So it can certainly get out of PIE though.
Oh,
all
absolutely.
Day, all day.
Yeah, yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
So what would be the most economical but yet cool plane, like a Citation, like a Citation four?
I mean, you'd probably want something a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, they're small.
Yeah, but something like
How
that.
How about
yeah.
like
maybe like a Global Express 8000?
And what are those going for really used?
Oh, I don't know. You probably get one for at least 60, 70, 80 million.
Oh, I can't fucking afford that?
Oh.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to go overplane.
Oh.
You overplaned me. You're fired. what'd you get fired for?
Overplaning.
Overplaning the boss. he told me, he said he wanted to go three cars for $7 million, so I went, you know, this fucking Global Express for 30. We got a hell of a deal on it. He fucking fired my ass.
I'll be. Oh, I got you, Bubba.
What?
Yes, the 727.
A what?
A what?
Siesta 727, right? Is that
Siesta.
What it's called?
Siesta. Nap time.
Siesta 727.
Siesta. Even I know it's a Siesta, you dumbass.
Oh, you're talking about a 727?
That's just a fucking airplane guy.
What are you talking about?
I would take Blitz's spot, and I'd get you a Siesta 727.
Well, that's what Blitz wants to get me here. Hold on.
A little jalopy.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Blitz. You might have me sold on the deal.
Bubba's broke again.
Hold on. I'm broke again. I mean, you know what, Blitz? I might sell the racetrack.
Yeah, fuck the racetrack. You got plenty.
It's time to raise. Blitz, this is full retail, brand new. I can't be buying it.
You got to raise the bar.
Anna, would you be on my Global 800 with
Absolutely, as long as you're not near the cockpit.
Well, hold on. Blitz knows the first thing I'm going to do. Blitz, go ahead and imitate me. Now that we're at, go ahead. Hey, guys. Hey, right seat Willie, get the fuck out of there. Let me get in here.
Well, I think the 8,000 is a two-pilot mandatory.
Oh. I'd get me one. I'd be like, listen.
You want the biggest single pilot.
Yeah. See what that is. What would the biggest single pilot? Hold on. Biggest.
But it's called the Global Express 8000 because it'll go 8,000 miles nonstop.
Single. Here we go. Biggest single pilot jet. Here we go. This is exactly what the fuck I want.
All right. What is it?
It is a.
How does a light jet become the like top one for pilots worldwide?
This is an Embombardier of.
Embraer?
Phenom 300.
Oh, okay.
A constant system.
Fuck yeah. Bubba Clem.
Bombardier.
Right, see, Will. Hold on here.
Margins built into the engines. Embraer engineers.
Let me see.
Oh, it is
Embraer.
Occupant.
Okay. Let me see.
Embraer
looks like.
Has added emergency.
I want to see what it looks like.
Made in Brazil.
Accidents. ROAAS measures runway.
Yeah.
Phenom 300E Bossa Nova. Lee, co-founder of Patient Airlifts.
Oh, that's a Pilatus. I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Those are cool.
This
but they're
the
kind of job.
Craft.
They're kind of job blitz compared to what? I mean,
compared to a jet.
Yeah.
This is a Beechcraft Premier 1A as the largest single.
Yeah, the Premier 1's a good plane.
Can you send me a picture of the that one I'm getting?
Yes, you're going to get it.
A private by a single pilot. Nevertheless, the $2 million.
How much do these cost?
I'm sure
they look a little fat.
They are. They're weird looking.
It's too fat.
Well, see, they look weird, but they're fat like that because they have more height in them.
Oh, then.
In the cabin.
I look fat as fuck. I know, like a fat guy. Fat guy with a fat plane.
Yeah, the P1s look weird.
Fat guy with a fat fucking plane. I don't know, fuck that fat plane. I ain't buying that bullshit.
Yeah, you'd be 220
by
There's
that There's a guy plane. On YouTube. He's got one of those.
How about this one right here?
Private jet costs vary widely depending on many categories.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
It could depend on the product's brand. $1 million and cost to operate per hour is $3,123.
Is this guy talking out his asshole?
Yes.
You should get a plane like the Kardashians,
like
Bubs.
Cabin management suite.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
That's overplaning me.
What about the Kardashians plane?
Yeah.
What
kind of plane do they got?
What do they got?
747?
Hold on. I sent it to you in prep. There was a video.
Send it to me again, Anna.
Yes, I can't not do it. I do it all the time, even just with Blitz.
Waiting for the link, high and dry.
Yes, sir.
With the bone in my hand. Here we go. This is their plane.
Yeah, it was for her birthday, I guess, this weekend.
Kardashian, she turned 42, and then they couldn't land into Vegas because there was bad weather. Mm-hmm. So they flew back to L.A. and had their birthday at an In-N-Out Burger, did they not?
Yes, they did.
Which I actually kind of think is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Ooh,
I'm craving
is that Big Red's
the
mom?
The ceramides and CeraVe. They help restore my natural barrier so I can lock in moisture. We've got to have each other's backs. CeraVe, now the number one dermatologist recommended skincare brand.
There you go. That's a free commercial on the podcast. Hold on. Let me see. Is this their plane?
Yeah.
Somebody that
is that inside the plane?
No, that's not it.
Blitz, when we been since when go, we been Blitz, Blitz, since when we all
those
light
fucking
candle?
Candles in my fucking plane.
There.
Since when we been out light camp? If Blitz is my manager and I got all these candles in my plane, he's flipping the fuck out.
Yes, I am.
Woo! Okay, let's go.
There's right. The plane. I think you decorated just like that. Let's go to brunch.
Man, that looks like a pretty big fucking plane.
Fucking A, that looks nice.
Oh my God.
Special menu for your birthday.
It's about that time.
Yellow shot.
I want to see what the
plane
is.
Really good. That's so good.
I figured it out!
Kim Kardashian looks cartoon like.
You think?
Oh my God. Wait,
light on
your cheeseburger animal sound.
Well, it doesn't show the plane.
Well, the inside of it.
No, but like Blitz needs to look at the outside of the plane. So
okay, well, it didn't
he...
have that.
Okay, yeah. Bitch, I'm so sorry.
Supposedly they have a private Boeing 777.
Oh.
That wasn't that.
I know, well, that's what it says.
A 777 would be bigger than that.
Hey, Alexa, what type of plane do the Kardashians own?
From simplifying.com, the Kardashians' private Boeing 747 is a large plane and... As such, there is plenty of square footage to go around.
740 fucking 7. No fucking way.
Yeah, it says Boeing 747.
They own
it. You just said 777 a second ago.
No, I typed Kim Kardashian.
Got to have you,
the Kardashian family supposedly owns a Boeing 777. And then this one says that Kim Kardashian owns a Boeing 747.
No fucking way.
And he's inside their private 747.
She's like a billionaire.
Blitz, I don't think... that she owns a 747. Only like Arab princes and fucking sheiks and shit own Kim Kardashian's Kim Kardashian and Kanye's Boeing 747 private jet.
There you go.
That's maybe when she was with Yee.
Yeah.
Looks pretty fucking.
She is a G650, it says.
And what's? Can you send me a picture of that?
Do they still own that though?
No, fuck no. That was not, and they didn't even own it. They just rented it. Nobody owns a 747. You just rent
it. Donald Trump does.
Well, okay, fucking Donald Trump. Oh,
he's got a what? What does he have?
He doesn't have a 747.
No, Air Force One is a 747.
I don't know how many people privately, and there's probably less than 10 people in the world that have a 747 that they personally own. Aren't those like literally Blitz like 250 million new?
Yeah, and they're timing out. Even airlines are fucking retiring them.
Right, I retired mine out.
Your 747?
Yeah,
that's probably don't fly anymore. Sucks.
Mommy, we didn't even get into. I fucked Macho Man's ex girlfriend Stephanie.
That is true.
At Billy Buller's wedding.
Was it good?
Oh, it was good as hell.
Was
I remember
tight?
Right.
Was he right?
Yeah, Stephanie. Shit, that might go viral if I talk about that one of these days. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta poop.
Happy pooping.
Download this podcast. More importantly, share it and tell others. This was a pretty good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.